We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Up the team. Made it.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Jess Hilarious, Donkey of the Day for Monday, June 26th. Salute to all the cancers out there. Drop on the clues bombs for all the cancers. My born day is in 3 days, man. But, yes, Donkey of the Day is going to Ocean Gate Expeditions. You know who Ocean Gate Expeditions are by now, right? They are the company behind the Titanic expedition. You know the expedition where you can get in the submersible and go down and see the wreckage of the Titanic, which, by the way, I don't care how much money I got. I don't need those kind of thrills. Okay, I'm good. I can see the wreckage of the Titanic on Google Earth. All right, I'm also not the kind of person that wants to stop and watch car wrecks. All right, you know how you see an accident on the side of the road and everybody stops and watches they driving by? That's not me. Okay, I'm lying. We all stop to watch car accidents, okay? But the difference is they are free viewing, and I'm passing by it because of a matter of circumstance, not paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to get in a submersible and dive to the bottom of the ocean to see it. Now, we should all know by now that the five tourists all died in the Titan bound for the Titanic wreckage site. Rest in peace to those individuals. But do you know, while this search and rescue mission was happening, Ocean Gate Expeditions listed a job posting for a submersible pilot on its website. I said, as this search and rescue mission was happening, Ocean Gate Expeditions listed a job posting for a submersible pilot on its website. You can't make this kind of stuff up. They posted an ad that said, in search of a submersible pilot marine technician who can help manage and operate our fleet of manned submersibles and support vessels. We are looking for committed and competent individuals with a combination of strong mechanical and interpersonal skills who can work on sensitive marine equipment, perform regular maintenance, and operate complex systems to support dive operations. Ocean Gate Expeditions, you forgot one very important requirement for this job. Somewhere in between looking for committed and competent individuals and strong mechanical interpersonal skills, you gotta slip in, must be willing to die. All right, see, a lot of folks complain about being worked to death. Ocean Gate Expeditions wants you to actually work to die. And the irony is, this is the perfect example of why we should never work ourselves to death at our jobs, because they will replace you before they can close your casket. In this case, they already assumed these folks was dead. They knew. They hadn't even been found yet, and they already had ads ready to go for the job. They posted a job listing for a job that is about to be vacant because someone is about to lose their life. Insensitive is an understatement. That's like sitting at your partner's deathbed while and planning a date on Tinder at the same time. Okay, and I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, nor am I the strongest Avenger, but after what happened, I highly doubt that anybody is going to be jumping at this job opportunity. The idea of working at Ocean Gate Expeditions, being a pilot on this submersible, that's dead in the water. Okay, literally and figuratively. Those five bodies, those five souls that are no longer with us should be enough to shut the whole program down. It's over. Not only will nobody want to work there, okay, there should be nothing to work at. All right, who is going to continue to go on these expeditions after this? Let me tell you something, man. If you this rich to where you are still willing to take this chance, then those rich folks know something about the afterlife or reincarnation that we don't know, because ain't no way. Okay, what type of pay, what type of benefits would make me want to be a submersible pilot slash marine technician after what we just witnessed? And let's be honest, do you really think you have the experience? Do you really believe you have what it takes? What are the job requirements for this job right now? Number one, you probably got to be white. Because don't nobody take risk and thrill seek like white people. You have to be into white adventures, okay? White boying is a real thing. And y'all, and yes, I'm generalizing, y'all, the only people I can see still taking this kind of risk. So we've established the main job requirements. You got to be white, all right? So the next one would probably be you have to have 3 to 5 years work experience as Aquaman. Okay, if you got some experience as Namor, we'll take that too, because being able to breathe underwater clearly is a requirement for this job. All right. And you must have amazing people skills. Well, not actually people skills, maybe fish and crabs. OK, because you got to have a great relationship with Nemo and Ariel and Sebastian, because that's who you're going to be down there talking to. OK, I'm just trying to figure out, how did a survivor search turn into a job search? And do you know they put, I'm not making this up, they put must have a valid driver's license.
Oh, shut up.
As one of the requirements. I am not making this up. This is all actual and factual. I just got back, okay? My brain ain't even working enough to make up stuff like this. They said you have to have a valid driver's license in order to have this job. I need a valid driver's license to ultimately implode in a submersible? Please let Remy Ma give Ocean Gate Expeditions the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
I'm also starting to realize that having a valid driver's license is just the default for everything in this country.
What you mean?
You got to have a valid driver's license for everything, even for things you don't need to have a driver's license for. What do I need a valid driver's license for to be a pilot of a submersible?
Yeah, that's stupid.
It makes no logical sense. Come on.
Yeah, that is stupid. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day, BET. Mm-hmm. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace.
Peace, BET.
Everybody else, let's open up the phone lines.
Decent job last night at the awards too, BET. Just want to say that. But I saw not one Breakfast Club promo or commercial during the awards show. Just want to throw that out there as well.
I just figured they would have one.
I didn't see one
live show on BET.
Don't try to rush the credits now and turn us off to put on a Tyler Perry show either, BET. I know what y'all doing right now. Okay? Yes.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. So at the BET Awards last night, JT and Little Uzi got into an argument. She allegedly threw her phone at him and she ran out of there and he chased her. They got into a public argument. So we're asking, what's the worst public fight you got into with your partner? 800-585-1051. Again, what's the worst public fight you and your partner had out and about? Now, one of our producers said that they got into a fight outside of an IHOP, that he got slapped in front of an IHOP.
And that producer is also 400 pounds. So drop on the clues bomb for his girlfriend. She said, enough. Enough. Enough no, already.
No more fruit.
No more IHOP. It's over. I'm not mad at her for that.
800-585-1051. We're talking the worst public fight. Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.